Title: Writing Dark Roller Base Patterns in Ableton Live Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most useful bassline foundations in drum and bass, the dark roller, and the word roller is really the clue. This isn't about a flashy bass riff that changes every bar. This is about momentum, a bassline that feels like it's pulling the whole track forward, constantly, like an engine that never stalls. Tight rhythm, controlled heaviness, and just enough variation to keep it hypnotic. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer bass setup, a clean sub that stays stable and mono, and a gritty mid-bass layer that gives you the dark character and texture. Then we'll arrange it into a simple intro, drop, variation, and turnaround so it feels like an actual section of a track. Let's get it. First, set up the session like drum and bass. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from about 173 to 176 is totally fine, but 174 is a sweet spot for learning. Now create a basic drum loop. Keep it simple, because we want the bass to lock to something predictable. Put a kick on beat 1. Put a snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton, that's the classic DNB backbeat, and it gives you the pocket you'll write into. If you want a little extra vibe while you write, you can drop in a quiet break underneath, like an Amen style loop, but low in the mix. Don't let it distract you. It's just there to suggest groove. Now we build the sub layer. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, set oscillator to a sine wave. This is the boring but powerful part. We want clean low end, not a complicated tone. Make sure it's mono. Set voices to 1. Leave glide off for now. We can add slides later, but glide can hide timing problems when you're learning. After operator, add EQ 8. We're not doing much yet. Just know that later, if it gets boxy, the area around 200 to 400 Hz is often where you'll gently dip. For now, keep it clean. Then add utility. Make sure the bass is mono. You can use bass mono or just set width to 0%. And keep your gain sensible. Leave headroom. In drum and bass, you want weight, but you do not want to slam the channel and lose control. Cool. That's our sub. Now we write the roller pattern, the engine. Pick a dark key that's easy to work in. Let's go with F minor. You can absolutely do G minor too, but we'll think in F minor today. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sub track. Set your grid to 1/16 notes, because this style is all about 16th note placement and the spaces between them. Here's the mindset. Pick an anchor note, and commit. In rollers, that anchor note is usually the root, and it shows up constantly. In F minor, that's F. Most of your notes will be F. That repetition is what makes it hypnotic. Any other note you add should feel like an exception. A turnaround, a tension hint, or a response to the snare. Now, the most important rule, the snare pocket. Even if you don't put bass exactly on the snare, you can still ruin the snare punch if your bass note starts right before the snare transient. So we're going to leave clean space around the snare hits. Let's build the simple 2-bar rhythm. In bar 1, put a short note right on the first beat, right at the start of the bar, on F in your sub range. That might be F1 or F0 depending on what feels right in your system. Choose the one that's deep but still controlled. Then add a short note a little before the snare, but not too close. A good beginner placement is on 1.2.3 in Ableton's grid language. That gives you a push toward the snare without sitting on top of it. After the snare, add another short note. Place it at 1.3.3. That's the answer to the snare. This is a classic roller feel. Snare hits, bass replies. Then add a note that pushes into the next bar, around 1.4.2. Now the bass is walking forward. For bar 2, keep basically the same rhythm so it stays rolling, but change one note's pitch for a bit of color. In F minor, you can change one of the notes to C, the fifth, which is stable and heavy, or to G sharp, also known as a flat, the minor third, which adds darkness. Keep it simple. One change is enough. Now note lengths, because this is the roller secret. Select all your notes and shorten them. Aim for something like 40 to 60% length, mostly staccato. Short notes keep the groove sharp and leave room for drums. Then choose maybe one note per 2 bars to be slightly longer, like an 8th note. That longer note becomes phrasing. It's like taking a quick breath in the middle of running. The whole pattern feels more human and less like a machine gun. Before we move on, do a quick zoom in check around the snare. If any bass note begins just a few milliseconds before the snare, nudge it slightly later or shorten it. Even a tiny gap, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, can keep the snare punchy. This matters more than people think. Now we make it bounce, sidechain the sub to the kick. Add Ableton's compressor after utility on the sub track. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track as the input. Start with these settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 1 and 5 milliseconds. Release somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each kick. The goal is not to destroy the bass. The goal is to let the kick speak and make the sub breathe in time with the groove. Now we build the mid bass layer, the character layer. Duplicate your sub track and rename it MID bass. You have two good beginner options. Wave Eatable is easiest for gritty movement, so let's do that. Load Wave Eatable on the mid track. Pick a table with harmonics, like basic shapes or a saw style table. Keep unison subtle. 2 to 4 voices, load a tune, like 5 to 15%. We're going dark and controlled, not huge and chorusy. Turn on a low pass filter, LP24 works great. Set cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz to start. We'll shape it. Now build a simple device chain to make it dark roller ready. First, EQ 8 before distortion. High pass the mid layer around 120 to 200 Hz. This is key. This audio version is shortened for playback.